Hello, and welcome to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most scientifically fascinating topics in your OCR specification, pastry making. Now, I know what you're thinking. Pastry sounds simple, right? Flour, fat, water, done. But here's the thing. Examiners absolutely love this topic because it tests whether you truly understand the science behind cooking, not just the recipes. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to earn those top marks when pastry questions come up in your exam. Let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Right, let's talk about the four main types of pastry you need to know inside out. Shortcrust, puff, choux, and suet. Each one uses different ratios, different methods, and different raising agents, and examiners will test you on all of these. First up, shortcrust pastry. This is your classic pie crust. The fat-to-flour ratio is 1:2. That means for every 100 grams of butter, you use 200 grams of flour. Write that down. 1:2:2. The method is called rubbing in, where you literally rub the fat into the flour with your fingertips until it looks like breadcrumbs. The raising agent? It's air trapped during the rubbing in process. Now here's the key science. The fat coats the flour particles, and this prevents water from reaching the gluten proteins. This is called the shortening effect, and it's absolutely crucial you can explain this in the exam. Fat coating flour equals less gluten development equals a short, crumbly, tender texture. That's what examiners want to see. Next, puff pastry. This one's all about lamination. The fat-to-flour ratio is roughly 1:1, so equal amounts, about 250 grams butter to 250 grams flour. The method involves layering butter between sheets of dough, folding it, rolling it out, and repeating. This creates hundreds of thin layers. The raising agent is steam. When puff pastry bakes, the water in the butter turns to steam, and that steam pushes the layers apart, creating that gorgeous flaky texture. Now, examiners love to ask about plasticity here. Plasticity means the butter can be rolled thin without breaking or melting. That's why you keep puff pastry cold. You need the butter to stay plastic. If it melts, you lose the layers. Third, choux pastry. This is the one that makes profiteroles and eclairs. It's completely different from the others. You start by boiling water and fat together, that's the melting method, then you beat in strong plain flour, and finally you add eggs one at a time. The raising agent is steam, but here's what's critical. Choux pastry has a very high water content, around 250 milliliters of water to just 150 grams of flour. That massive amount of water turns to steam in the hot oven and creates a hollow center. Examiners will penalize you if you say baking powder is the raising agent. It's not. It's steam. Also, you must specify strong plain flour for choux because you need gluten development to give the structure that holds the steam. Finally, suet pastry. This uses suet, that's animal fat from around the kidneys, and the ratio is 1:2, just like shortcrust. The method is a simple mixing or rubbing in method. The raising agent can be steam, or sometimes self-raising flour is used, which contains baking powder. Suet pastry is used for steamed puddings and dumplings, and it has a soft, dense texture. Now let's talk about the two scientific processes you absolutely must know, shortening and dextrinization. We've covered shortening, that's fat coating flour to inhibit gluten. Dextrinization is the browning of starch. When pastry bakes, the starch on the surface breaks down into dextrins, which are golden and taste slightly sweet. Don't confuse this with caramelization. That's the browning of sugar, not starch. Examiners will spot that mistake immediately. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. All right, let's talk exam strategy. When you see a pastry question, the first thing you should do is identify what type of pastry it's asking about. If it's a 6-mark question asking you to explain the functional properties of fat and shortcrust pastry, you need to cover 3 things. The shortening effect, how fat coats flour particles, and how this prevents gluten development leading to a tender texture. That's 2 marks per point. Common mistake number 1, saying baking powder is the raising agent in short crust or choux. It's not, it's air or steam. Get that wrong and you lose marks immediately. Common mistake number 2, confusing caramelization and dextrinization. Caramelization is sugar browning. Dextrinization is starch browning. Use the right term. Common mistake number 3, not being specific enough. Don't just say, the pastry goes crispy. Use precise sensory language. Friable, golden, flaky, crisp. Examiners reward precise terminology. And here's a top tip. If the question asks about lamination in puff pastry, you must mention plasticity. air being trapped between layers, and steam expansion during baking. That's the full picture examiners are looking for. Quick fire, recall, quiz. 1 minute. Right, let's test your knowledge. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What is the fat to flour ratio in shortcrust pastry? Answer, 1 to 2. 100 grams fat to 200 grams flour. Question two. What is the raising agent in choux pastry? Answer, steam. Generated from the high water content. Question three. What does plasticity mean in puff pastry? Answer, the ability of butter to roll thin without breaking or melting. Question four. What is dextrinization? Answer, the browning of starch on the surface of baked goods, creating a golden color and slightly sweet flavor. Question five. What is the shortening effect? Answer, fat coating flour particles to prevent water from hydrating gluten proteins, resulting in a short, crumbly texture. Summary and sign off, 2 minute. Brilliant. So to recap, you've got four types of pastry to master: short crust with its 1-to-2 ratio and rubbing in method, puff with lamination and plasticity, choux with its high water content and melting method, and suet for steamed dishes. Remember the key science: shortening, plasticity, dextrinization, and steam as a raising agent. Use precise terminology, cite those ratios, and always link the functional property to the final sensory outcome. You've got this. Pastry making is one of those topics where a bit of focused revision can really boost your marks. Keep practicing those explanations, memorize those ratios, and you'll smash those exam questions. Thanks for listening to GCSE Food Prep Essentials. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.